So why is it that the Gemara says there is a special desakosu with bein meimo or aino? It has to be determined that it has to be determined. But if it's not, if she's muberes, so we don't know whether it will be viable. She'll have a viable child or not. So if it's undetermined, so then the bein muberes is roshim. So, but from the Gemara it appears beforeish that even according to the Shlosh, that Bias Muberes Rosh Mobir, even though ultimately she turns out to her, to the child turns out to be a Eichel, so still the Bia, the Yidin that took place at a time she was Muberes, so it's Rosh Mobir, but he's not even the Yisra of Bishisak. If ultimately it turns out that the child turns out to be an eight, so he's not even the Yisra of Bishisak. So Tisa says the Kashi Molesh. If according to Mishlokish that Yasmu Beres Roshmo Bia, so he's not Kenehar with that Bia. And he's certainly not Mikhail the Mitzvah of Yim of Yom Yomalah, he's not Kenehar. So the Mele should be Chayev. A call for that beer. He should be high because of the Yisra Yishasak. That's the Yishasak. That's the Yishasak. This is the Bramasra. That is one of the human beings. The Bramasra, people use the Mafreo and Amina. So this says, in the middle of the thesis, you came out with the Shlokish, and came to see one thing in Paris and Zilo, and my potam na kom. So the Gemara says, that people, so it's surprising before I said that part of Nakom. Given the Bias Mulberes Lushmo Bia, he came in his actual Yimokim Mitzvah. He was not becoming a Mitzvah. So he was able to Yisar Yishisach, and Yisakor. He should be Chayim Kom. The Emily, that the Rochel and Mechayim, meaning the Havi Akotin Shibwa, even take the law, don't worry, come on, take a look. So Tesla says, even though Bias Muberes Rosh Mobir, so he's not Kinner, he's not Mikhail Mitzvah, he's not Mikhail Mitzvah, and the Bia was a Bia's news, everything. But the Yisrael Shesachi was not here. Even though there was no Kima Mitzvah, more than no Kima Mitzvah, it was a Bia's news, Ligamre. But the Yisrael Shesachi was not here. Why? Because the Mephilah, the Ziki, and as a matter of fact, we discussed it. Mm-hmm. Here there is no Ziki either. So I said, at one time, I said that from this we see, I mean, in the Arayas, that there can be such a thing as a Ziki for the future. A Chaliz din Ziki for the future. The Arayas is that there is a din of Nifile Hamatias. There is a Chaliz din Nifile for the future from Rebbelezer, who says that Nisui Mapir. So it's not shaykh to say that she's kuka right now while her husband is alive. So it's a chaliz din zike for the future. So mele by muberes there is a zakosu ubei neiloi ainolo, that as long as it's undetermined whether the child is viable or not, so there is no present zike. But there is a chaliz din mifile, chaliz din zike for the future after it will be determined. So as long as there is a chaliz din zike in the woman, even though it's not a chaliz din zike in the present, but a chaliz din zike for the future, so that too is machtia din zike. Even a chaliz din zike for the future is machtia din zike. The yisrael shesach halachas kama v'chamo, a chaliz din zike in the present is certainly machtia din zike. So he says, mida de havi. A cotton sheboal evented day was on the common to Kadlan. If a cotton bentes is born, I'll event Hagdelo, so to Kadlan. In other words, she can live, she can keep on living with him. So according to Taisve, so Rashi Shita is that a cotton bentes that was boal evented, so is king of his eyes, and she becomes a Mishishish. But there is no Chiyuv Mise if somebody is Mizane with her. This is special to Zakos. Actually, you know, it's just Ishes Israel. Prat, we got in the Bentes, she bowed his ente. So if somebody would be bore upon her after the Kotlin test would bow his ente, so be put out Mise. But his king on his eyes, that's Rashi Shite. But Teisa Shite all over is Chelik. Teisa is Chelik all over against Rashi. And Teisa Shite is that the Kotlin test she bowed his ente, so it's like Maimer. So he's only Kane and Rabbono. But with Isa, there is no king. Since he's not king, here he got the test, so there is certainly no king on mitzvah, even the other one. And in, so notwithstanding that, notwithstanding the fact that he's not king here with Isa, he's only king here, king and Rabbono like Maimer. So still the Mishnah says that Kitigavlenu, that she can keep on living with him. How can she keep on living with him? She is a gdelo. So if we have to assume that the only thing that takes off the Yisrael Shesach is the Kiyum HaMitzvah or Givom Yovileo, and when a cotton test is born we won't take the law, so according to Teisves he is not Kena, he is not becoming the Mitzvah of Yivim. So how can she continue living with her? So she is, so every time she lives with him, so she's even an Issachorus, she's a Deilo. All right, the Chlaporus in regard to him, so we can say, Kotnechon Veilus investment to Lach, they say. But she is a Deilo. So how can the Mishnah say to Kablanu, she's allowed to continue living with him? The answer is, true, there is no mitzvah of him. But Nifila there is. Zika there is. So Nifila itself takes off the Issachorus Shesach without the Kima mitzvah of him. So Teisa says that not only the Rashi. Teisa says that Zike without him is Mafkia the Yisrael. Is Mafkia the Yisrael Shesach. Without him is Mafkia the Yisrael. The Rashbo goes a step further and he says that even without Zike there is no Yisrael Shesach. As long as there was Zike at one moment, so it's Afkoy already of the Yisrael Shesach. That's a Chiddush of the Rashbo. Alright, so we can say that Teisa doesn't go so far. But Teisa certainly agrees that wherever if there is Zike, as even if the Chalais in Zike is for the future, not present Zike, so that is Mafkia, the Yisrael Shesach. And that's the reason as to why Bamu Beres, even though he turned out to be an evil, so he's put on the call. So Mele, so how the Teisa says this Kashi? How the station says this Kashi? How does that kashe? How can we learn out? Then it's not the mitzvah that is deicha, it's not the mitzvah that is deicha, it's not the mitzvah that is matia. It's not, we don't have to resort to tchuyo, to hutro, without mitzvahs of Yidden. Zike is matir. So how can we learn out the general principle that a mitzvah is deicha lishe b'kores they without any mitzvah, even when it's a biyaznus, so there is no yisrael lishes. What about v'ala muberes or kotin shebo al yivetit deilos? According to Teisa's there is no kinyan, nothing. Alright, there it's not a biyaznus because mit rabbonon the cotton and test is kainus, so the male the fact that he's kainus, well, it's not to be as news. But there is no kima mitzvah, there is no king and nothing, and still there is no Yisrael Shesach. So what do you say? But, two, that the nefila itself is matter of Yisrael Shesach. But if there hadn't been a mitzvah of him, so then nefila wouldn't be matter. That's true. If there hadn't been a mitzvah say of him, so then there wouldn't be a din of Nifila, there wouldn't be a din of Zik, naturally. But the fact is that they are the matir is the Nifila, the Zik, not the Kima mitzvah, not the mitzvah. So how can we learn out a general principle that a mitzvah is the Chalizah Shemekores? And let's say that we can learn out Tchuyo Pamut. Or as a case of Teretz is the way he explained it, that we cannot learn out Tchuyo Pamut. But let's say that we could learn out Tchuyo Pamut. But there we don't have to resort to any mitzvah of him. Without the Kima mitzvah. Even when the bill is a bit as loose, so there is no Yisrael Shesach.
So how can we learn out from that a general principle that an essay is nihilation?
That's a very strong question.
Now, so we have to say, I mean, this will be similar to what I said, in explaining the things that they don't think, So then we ask, but this means Vishbarashti. So but this means that it's Hutro, but the Teisa says here that Klayim Bibikuna is Truyo. So we said Teisa says Alibdenes Klayim Bibikuna is Truyo. Because once we have it a general aloha that Nihilis is said. But in the heavy mean a general Zelzakosov of Klayim Bibikuna that has said Nihilis is said. So then we couldn't learn out from Klayim Bibikuna, because then it would be more misguided to say that Klayim Bibikuna is a special aloha of Hutro. So in a similar way, we can answer this question. We explain the cases. I'll leave it here next. According to Maskone of the Amore, that the essay is not the Yichel Isis as she is the Kores. The essay is not the Yichel, generally speaking, and the essay cannot be the Yichel Isis as she is the Kores. But, the Yisra Kores of Ishisach is Mutter, the mocking Yivu. So then we explain it not on the basis of Trio or Hutro, but on the basis that Nefile itself is matter Nises. Alilem. Mashein came here, Teisa says, against the Gemara. While the Gemara was trying to explore possible materials in the Torah for the general principle, that essay is the Chalarisa say, so why couldn't the Gemara say? Now the Gemara mentions all kinds of possible materials, which the Gemara ultimately refutes. The Gemara tried to learn out so only here not, but in any other case. So an essay could be the Chalish Vekores, and the Gemara refutes that. The Gemara tries to learn out from Mrs. Besnet, the Gemara refutes that. So the Gemara is trying to explore possible materials in the Torah for a general Zeres HaKosuf that the message is the Chalish Vekores. So Teisa says, while the Gemara is explored for possible materials that essay is the Chalish Vekores, why didn't the Gemara mention Lechol HaPoches B'derech Salted Aitoch the essay of him itself? And the Gemara could say, after all, from the Braise it appeared that generally speaking an essay is the Yichel Shem Kores. But here we have a special Zeres HaKosuf over there. So why do the Torah have to mention a special Zeres HaKosuf over there? That's one can have in Yam Nachisisho. Obviously, because there is a general Zeres HaKosuf that in any other situation the generally speaking, and that's the Yichel Shem Kores. So where is that Zeres HaKosuf? So the Gemara was trying to explore a possible Zeres HaKosuf, that is, there is a general din that that's the Yichel Shem Kores. Why does the Gemara mention the essay of Yivu itself? Now the essay of Yivu Torah says, one has to be Miyav Menei Shesach, and that is encompassed with the love of Kores of Ishesach, Ishesach. So why couldn't we say that this aloche, that Ishesach is muter in the context of him, is based upon a general principle that an essay is deichel eisus sheyesh b'kol? Why couldn't we say that? So if we said that, so then yivomo shehutro. So then the halacha would be, according to the Rashi, was longest, by Vomo Shehutro Venesro Vichozro Vohutro Vichozro Vohutro. So I would say then that he's not Chizayas like the Yodish. I'll leave it the MS that the Maskon of the Gemara is that the Nes, there is no such aloche, that the Nes is Deichel, is Yishayosh Bekores, and the reason as to why the Torah has to mention especially Zakos of Vavaleo is to Asa the Torah Servo. So then we say that the Pshat in the aloche of Hebrew is not that the mitzvah of Hebrew is matir, the Kiyuma mitzvah of Hebrew is matir the Yisrael Shesach. No, the Zike is matir. So since the Zike is matir, one moment Zike is matir. So we say, so the Pshat is that there is no din of Hebrew, but she still would tell us to get married. That's how we believe it. But now that the Gemara is looking for a possible Zerazakosu, that generally speaking, and as in English, because why didn't the Gemara mention that, just as the Gemara mentioned the posik of Shachshis at Ishmael, of Hayom Yavedi, of Mrs. Bezdin, why doesn't the Gemara mention this? And then we would say, in order to explain the price, so then we would say that the Nechil itself is not Matan Yisrael Shesach, but only the Kima Mitzvah of Yivom Yavio is Matan Yisrael Shesach. And then we would say, if we said like that, so then we would have to say that by Muberes, if was Bala Muberes, and then it turned out to be an evil, that is Chayvikom. The truth is that he's not Chayvikom, because the truth is that an essay is not the Yechelezi Shebekores. But if we had said that an essay is the Yechelezi Shebekores, so then we would say that by Muberes he is Chayvikom if the Vlad turned out to be an evil. Why can't we say that? This is what Tesis says. So Teisa says that even in the Habamin of the Gemara, while the Gemara would assume that there is a certain Zerasakos that tells us that the price implies, while the Gemara assumes that the price implies that there is a Zerasakos, a general principle that implies a general principle that any essay is the Yechenu and Seshashiyah Bekores. And the Gemara was trying to explore and to find out where is that posik mentioned. So the Gemara couldn't say that this posik is there, because it is mentioned in the mitzvah of Yivim, because even the Havamin of the Gemara, that there is a general principle that the Nesai is the Yichel Reisesei Sheyish Bekores, but that's only by way of Triye. But here, even if we assume that the Yisrael Shesach is Muter because of the mitzvah, so it's not by way of Triye, so it's by way of Hutro, so how could that be used as a general principle for Triye? This is what they say. But in Ochaname, according to Maskone of Gimor, that Ese is Deiche, that Ese is not Deiche Leishe Bekores, and the Tanya of the Braise doesn't imply that, generally speaking, an Ese is Deiche Leishe Bekores, but the Tanya of the Braise only says that the reason as to why it's Zoras Achisisho is Oseh is because of Olel. But in Ochaname, Achisisho herself without Olel, because an Ese is not Deiche Leishe Bekores. So then we say that it's not the mitzvah that is matter in Yisrael Shesach. It's the zik and the nefile, whether there is a mitzvah or there is no mitzvah.
Eight is sure. Eighty Shur Yevamos Beis Dalat Cheshvan Dalat Cheshvan Heitav Shinam Vav October
9th, 1975. Now, so we dash in smichus, and that's in Dvorim. So even when you did dash in smichus in Dvorim, that is, in view of the fact that Dinin Kasaloch is mentioned next to the Yisar of Shachnes, so from that we deduce that Vimokin Tzitzis, there is no Yisar of Shachnes. Vimokin Dinin Vosil Vashachnes. So the question arose, now we have the smichus. So how do we know that the pshat of the smichus is, the effect of the smichus is, that there is no isa shatne since it is? Maybe the reason as to why the Torah mentioned the mitzvah of tzitzis next to shatnes to advise us that even in connection with mitzvah tzitzis, we still have to adhere to the isa of shatnes. Just the other way around? The other way around? Just as we deduce the smichus to be mocking ki yeshu loy sachsei. So in other words, so the loy sachsei that is mentioned in the form of Eloi, so applies to the case of Kiyeshu. So Shein Chais Vineiso. So here too, the Lisil Bashatneis, the love of Lisil Bashatneis, applies to Gdil Tazor. So it will conform to the say, to the pattern of the Drosha of Smichus, of Yivomosh and Ophus Nimukeshrim. So Sotheza says, no, we couldn't dash in the Smichus that the love of Lisil Bashatneis applies even to Gdil Tazor, even be mocking mitzvah cities, so he's still not allowed to behave and cry. Because if that had been the Kavones Apossi, so why would the Torah have to mention the whole Smichus altogether? Suppose there hadn't been any Smichus, there hadn't been any Xeras Apossi. So I would say, Mitzvah Asvore, Mehechetei say that one should be allowed to behave a love in order to fulfill a mitzvah. So if the Kavones HaTorah had been that he should not be allowed, so then the Torah didn't have to mention it altogether, because without any mention by the Torah, one way or the other, I would say Mr. Asvore that he is not allowed to behave a lisa klalim for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of Jesus. So the fact that the Torah did mention a smuchim one next to the other shows that the effect of this Gzeiras HaKosef is that he is allowed. So this I wouldn't know without Gzeiras HaKosef. Mashen came with Gabe, the question is whether we are kefe yivome to be misyab by mukeshri, or we should be kefe the yovm to give chlitze. So then we say the svore is mechayev that since the Torah mentioned Luisachse next to the Yishuachim Yardo, that the Kavones of the Torah was that it should be Luisachse the Yivom in case of where she is Nifeles with the Mukeshri. Because if the Kavones of the Torah had been that on the contrary we are to be kefe the Yivome, to let herself become married to the Yovm, even though the Yovm is a Mukeshrin. So then the question arises, why does the Torah have to tell us that? After all, there is a mitzvah of Yivome Yov Yolel, and the halacha is that there is a din kfir, a Yivome Yov Yolel, that you are keeping Yivome, that she should submit to the Yov for Yivome. So Mehechatei say, in case or of a mukeshrin, it should be different. So if the Kavones HaTorah had been that we are always to be kefe the Yivome to submit to him, no matter what the circumstances are, even if they are incompatible circumstances, so then the Torah shouldn't mention Gzeiras HaKosef altogether. So there we have a raya that the Kavones HaTorah was that in Chais V'Neiso, and here we have a raya the Kavones HaPosik was that he can be aver and klein in connection with the mitzvahs. This one is it. We collect the name of mocking zilun with silver sharp and skill on the summer. We mocking kiesh will be sachsei. We can wish to combine it. We may have been loy doches and it's like a boy. May you have to say it should be leichet. We got the woman name be summer. Let the mitrash doche. We love go have a mile the chains when he saw. We will yachl it to alcohol. In other words, because that's a cloud. Whenever there is, why does Teisa say that if there hadn't been any Gzeiras HaKosef, so then it's an asmora, I would say, that he's not allowed to be able to apply in order to fulfill the mitzvah cities. Because whenever an occasion arises that there is a conflict between two averes,
So then what's the rule? Suppose a person is in such a situation that he must do one avail. He cannot avoid both. So what should he do? So the klal is, if let's say both aveiras are become vasei, both aveiras are become vasei, let's say an anos forces a Jew now on Shabbos, he tells the Jew, either you eat a piece of nevele, a small piece of nevele, one kazaris of nevele, or you are on Shabbos. So akalakal tchilo, since he must do one of these two things, we cannot say that he should do neither, because pikach nefesh is deich hakolat kula. So then akalakal tchilo, so this nevele is kal vis-a-vis, let's say, Chol Shabbos. Chol Shabbos is a chorus, it's a skillet, and the vele is only this amalkis. Suppose he tells him, either you eat, let's say, number of gzeisim of the vele, or Yom Chol Shabbos. So then there is machlok l'shem. So the Ram Shiti is that to eat many gzeisim of the vele is more homo than one meloche of Shabbos. Than she. But if it's a question of one achilet of Nevele, or one Meloch of Shabbos, so Akalakal Tchilo. This is, so that's the rule, if the conflict is between two Avera and the Kumasei. But suppose the conflict is between an Avera B'Sheva Al-Taise and an Avera B'Kumasei, so then we say Sheva Al-Taison. Even if the Avera B'Sheva Al-Taise for some reason will be more homo than the Avera B'Kumasei. So we still say Sheva Al-Taison. Not only that, even if the conflict is between the Nisa and the Rabbon, which is certainly Kal vis-a-vis an Avira de Raise, but if the Avira de Raise is Sheva Taise and the Nisa de Rabbon is Bikum Vasei, so then the Aloche is Sheva Taise Odi. Suppose somebody has a child to be Malim on Shabbos, and so Mil is Deicha Shabbos, but Machshiri is not Deicha Shabbos. Now suppose the Sakin, he doesn't have any Sakin shall be Izemel shall Milo in the Mokim or the Tinikis, but he has to carry it through a Karmelis. So the Aloha is he should be Mivate or Milo Bismano, but he's not allowed to carry the Izemel the Karmelis. But the Avere of being Mivate the Mitzvah Sasei, the Raise of Mila Bismano is more humble than the Isa the Rabbonon of carrying the Carmelist. The answer is, if he is not mal the child, so then he'll have an Avere of Chmuro. He'll be Mivate the Mitzvah the Raise, but Bishel Al Taise. But if he carries the Izemel through a Carmelist, it will be Avere of Kalo, but Bikum Vasei. So then we say, Shel Al Taise Odi, except if we have special Alochas, that this is a Rabbanon is muta because of that mitzvah. But otherwise, the general rule is Shelotai Sodi. So mainly the Torah didn't say anything whether he should be Iver and Klayim in order to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis or not. So what did I say with the Hasvore? It's a question of fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis, and if he doesn't, so we have an Aveirim Shelotai Se. Or he should put Klayim, he should put Tzemer in the baggage of Bishto. So he'll be able Anisa the Raise, he'll be able Avera the Raise Bikum Vasei. So if there is a conflict between Avera and Sheva Taise and Avera Bikum Vasei, so then we say Sheva Taise. So this is what Jesus says. Dim Kei, Lish the Kromine, you may not even do a doche as a tzitz Islamic line. Meicha Teise. So if the Torah did put in a special Zasakosuf, a Smichus, so obviously the Kavonis HaTorah was that I can be Eiver and Klayim in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Alright. Hiksho harab Rav Yankel Dolaynish to echai benoshim mitzitzes v'yislam l'meim asim, so you have it rosh a smichus between the Yisra Shafnes and mitzvah tzitzis. So then harab Rav Yankel Dolaynish has raised the question, noshim should be mechuyed in tzitzes. Now the halacha is that noshim are tures of tzitzes. Why? Because tzitzis is a mitzvah sasei shel mangon. Because libel is potter of tzitzis. So the question is, but because of this michus, so there is a hekesh between the love of shatnes and tzitzis. So we should say the Yisrael Memah כל שיש לי בלסיל בשפנס יש לי בגדיל אף אגב לאו הקשו אלו סמוכי נתחי כהניו. So from this thesis we see the distinction between סמיכוס and הקש. There is a common denominator between two, but the distinction between הקש and סמיך and סמיכוס consists that the הקש is, when do we have a, when do we call it הקש? When can we strictly call it הקש if it's in the same person? Yots of Hoysa. Mashenkin, if it's different psukim, so there it's also an analogy, but then it's called smich. So Avogal Vavekeshu is smuchi. We trade coin, we call it Dashin and Ochem, we come a day, we have Chiles, we come a hat of Hayom Bitsitsis Kahan, we will be Israel. Umosi, so the question rises, why does he have to tell us? I mean, why should there be this thing? Why should I say that he came is Potter of Tzitzis? So the Gemara says, no, there could be. It's our life. The Kehanim is the Sao Kedai Techami, who will be Shkere Gabay Klai, because a Kehan is allowed to work like Bavein. So the Avnet is Klai, is Klai. So I would say, since a Kehan is Mutter, and in Klai, under certain circumstances, so Mele, Bitis is Namu Lechai, because of that Smichus, Komash Milon. So the Gemara doesn't say komash milon that there is no such aloche, that there is an analogy between the obligation of the Yisachlayim and the obligation of tzitzis. No, the Gemara says komash milon nei di ishteron yidin aveide sheloi yidin aveide li ishteron d'mashma di ishter li gamre havi mitzitzis bi tzitzis d'avitashin on kol shine bi lesil b'shapnes eli b'dil. So the Gemara says the reason is why we don't patter a Kehan from its assises, because a Kehan is not Potter from the Yisra of Klayim, he is also bound by Klayim. Only Bishas Aveide is not bound by Yisra of Klayim, but Shaloi Bishas Aveide, he is bound. I mean, this is the Mokia for the Rambam Shite, that if the Kehan keeps the Avnet after his through the Aveide, so he is Chayim Moses, the Chayim is Chayim. So the Shibasaya says the Raibit Shite is that Klayim the Kehune is Utu. But the Rambam has a Raya, a Gemara Mefureshes, even Avei Delo Yishtere, against the Raya. So the Kesev Mishne says that the Raibit will explain the Gemara, Nei Di Yishtere Biden Avei De, that means the Bisamidosh, שלוי בידן עבדה חוץ למדלו שלוי ישתרה. So שלוי בידן עבדה, the Ketzin Mishne says according to the Raivet means חוץ למדלו, but in מדלו, even after he is finished with the Avede, so he's still mutar to wear the cloak. The Klai. No, so the Bisalevi explains it. I mean, why should there be a distinction between Migdosh after the Aveide or Chutz Migdosh? It's the same thing. What will Yechet to the Migdosh if it's after the Aveide? So Rabbi Sipera says the Bisalevi, because actually it's impossible not to wear the Klai for 1 second after the Aveide. I mean, it's impossible. It's a so it takes a few seconds after he finished the Aveide to take off the client the Davne. So it is obvious that when the Torah was Matia, the Isa Klayim Aveide, so the Torah was also Matia, not only Bishas Aveide Mamesh, but a minute before the Aveide and a minute after the Aveide, because it's humanly impossible not to wear the Klayim a minute before the Aveide and a minute after the Aveide, no matter how zoris he is. So there will still be a few seconds they will have to wear the Klayim after the conclusion of the Aveide. So mimele it's muter even for a considerable time, as long as it's in the Migdosh. Mashein came chut for Migdosh, then it's also. Anyway, so the Gemara says there that the only reason as to why we don't patter Kehanim from the mitzvah cities, we do, because a Kehan is also bound by Klayim. shalom bishas aveide, or not bishas midosh, according to the Raibe. The implication being that if a Kayan hadn't been bound by the Isa Klaim altogether, then he would be potter of Tzitzes too. So we see that we do darshan that, the droshe. So the Meila we got binoshi. So we should darshan the other way. Lechumre. So he calls Shushayeshlo no midrash lechumre, lechayiv noshi bitzitzes, in as much as a Nishe is Buzeres and Isa Klaim, so she is Bechoyeves, in mitzvahs Tzitzes too. ויש למה להוד לנושים פטורים בציצס היינו משום יאוף לו רווחה בר יעקב במסססה שהזמן חומת לנושים פטורים נהוק שוקו להכיר על מפיום because the Torah says in the parasha of Tfiyon למנתי את תירס עד השם בפיחו so ממילא הוק שוקו להכיר על מפיום and Tfiyon is a מסססה שהזמן חומת לנושים up to race is so and there is a drosh that there is a hekesh between Talmud Torah and Tfilin, and so just as noshim up to race from Talmud Torah so mele the up to race of Tfilin also, and then there is a yuk chocolate collateral with him, and Tfilin is Mrs. Eshia's mangrome. So we learn out that every Mrs. Eshia's mangrome is analogous to Tfilin, which is a Mrs. Eshia's mangrome, no Shemap Tureis. So Mimele, from the point of view of this Ekech, so we have to say that every Mrs. Eshia's mangrome, so no Shemap Tureis sits as Mrs. Eshia's mangrome. So from the point of view of the Hekesh, so no Shem should be Tureis of Tzitzis. But from the point of view of smuchim, so noshim should be chayobis. But smuchim and hekesh have a common aspect. But what is more, hekesh, because hekesh consists in two expressions being mentioned in the same posik, or smuchim consists of two psukim next to each other. So mele since from the point of view of the hekesh, they should be mechuyavim b'tzitzes, and from the point of view of smuchim, they should be tourists of tzitzes. But from the point of view of smuchim, they should be mechuyavim. So a king should be smuchim. Ulman the Omar did feel love b'tzitzes she has man from it. So then we cannot learn out. So we cannot learn out. That tzitzes from tefillin, because Tzitzes is a mitzvah she'as mangrome, and Tfilin is not a mitzvah she'as mangrome. So how does the Gemara know? So that Mandoma who says that Tfilin love mitzvah she'as mangrome anymore, but even that Mandoma will concede that Noshim Aptur is from mitzvah she'as mangrome. So how will we learn that out? Bishlam in Mandoma who says that Tfilin is in Jesus Shas Mangome, so we learn how the Aloch, the general principle, that Noshim Aptur is from every mitzvah of Mangome, because of the hook shakalatero with you. But the Mandoma who says that Filu is love mitzvah Shas Mangome. Why? Because Shabbos, the Yom Tev, are also high with you. So Mimele, and so, but even that Mandoma who says that film is not the mitzvah she'as mangrome, is not mitzvah she'as mangrome, and but he'll be made that noshim aptur is from mitzvah she'as mangrome. How do they know that aloch? How does that mandoma know that aloch? So we learn out in the mametzinu of hakeil and simche, if we say shnei k'sum aboyim k'achad melamdi. So, but we don't learn it. So we can't learn it out through a hekesh of huk shakolatir kulo mitzvah. So it says, "Man, the one who loves the Shas Man Gomer, who so mele there is no hekesh, whereby we can learn out that Noshim Aptur is of from Tzitzes, because Tzitzes is in the Shas Man Gomer, and Tfilin is not in the Shas Man Gomer. And then according to that Mandoma, so Mandoma and Tfilin love the Shas Man Gomer, so Noshim are also the Chiyuvim in Tfilin. So Efsher Bidodei, so then the question arises. So Tzitzes is a Zman Gomer. But Noshim should be Mechuyev because of his Muchim to the love of Shachnes. So Efsher Bidodei, in the Chaname, Noshim Chayobim Bitzitzes, Mishmuchim, Dibuavo Chename Lerabonon, the Reb Shimon, the Kirit Atchil Lesova, Noshim Chayobim Bitzitzes, the Mechay Bitzitzes the Lailo, the Havi Shaloy Azman Gomer. Because how did I declare it at first? The review the Sova, the Tzitzis Mitzitzes Shaloi Azman Kom. The review the whole, the Tzitzis Mitzitzes Shaloi Azman Kom. The Raya is, with the Rome Tchiles, because of the Dinshe Beisek, that means his wife. So in other words, so he was Matur Tzitzis in the Godim of his wife. So he holds Tzitzis Mitzitzes Shaloi Azman Kom, so we say, Kome, Umimai, Dilmo, Apple gab the sofa that so what's right? So the more deduces from that that review the whole that teaches in Mr. Sessa Shaloyas Mangon. The implication being that if review the held the teaches is a Mr. Sessa Shas Mangome, then Noshim would be doers. But what's right? Maybe review the himself agrees that teaches is a Mr. Sessa Shas Mangome. But then you ask, if the Tzitzis Mitzitzes Man Gomes and Noshim should be Ktureis, my Dilm Avogav Disova Adava as Man Gomes, in Mechayev, Noshim is Muchim. Because he holds, maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds, that film is not a Mitzitzes Shas Man Gomes. There are such mandomas. So Mimele, he cannot learn out through a hekesh of Huk Shokolate or Kulom film. So Mele, since there is no hekesh, so he learns it out to smuchim. My view, my book, I'm so glad I was man, I'm in the chayv, no shmi smuchim. And yesh leim ala dipe mene misham u yos. Enoch naam, the Gemara could say that, but the Gemara refused that anyway. U mi u kosh, we man din, di pota no shi mi tzitzes, havele li mechterine mi kwaiz. The one who patters no shi from tzitzes, so he patterns Noshim Tzitzes, so he should pattern them from Klai. Havelel in the Rina Miklai, the Alkocho Noshim Chai, maybe in the Chanamet. But that we cannot say, because that's Mifuresh, that Noshim are Chayorim Miklai. The Alkocho Noshim Chayorim Miklai. The Omasif Kerikam and the Beitze, Kloim Umay Chose, Vishemo Yikeshum Riboli Miklai. Now here, Tzitzes doesn't mean a direct. Tesis only says Vishemo Ikeshim Dibukai. But Tesis Neiras and gives a very simple tarot. I mean, it's very strange that Tesis here does not give the same tarot that Tesis gives Neira. Now Tesis says only the Kashi. Tesis only has that Kashi. Tesis said before that where there is a Hekesh, if it's a question of smuch, of darshan and smuch, or a hekesh, so then we darshan a hekesh. So Menele takes us near and says that even the mandoma who patas noshim bitzitzes, so he's still made that noshim amuchiyom is declined. Why? Because ish v'isho, so the Gemara says that a hekesh, that hushvo isho v'ish, licholo ishim shebateyo. So insofar as Mistress Luisa say are concerned, so there is a hekesh that Ish and Isha are analogous. So Mimele we cannot darshan because of smuchim that just because they are pturis of tzitzes they should be pturis of klayim, because that would run counter to the drosha of the hekesh. And if there is a conflict between the possible drosha of the smuchim and the possible drosha of the hekesh, so the drosha of the hekesh prevails, and there is ish v'isha. So which the whole ish shabbatim. All right, this is the parrot, the tasteless in Erechim. Right. Now, the next phase. So the Gemara said, afilu l'mandu l'dorish smuchim bi'almeh. But the Mishnah Teira does. The Rebbe Yehuda Bialme Loi Dorish, who the Mishnah Teira does. How do we know that in Kol HaTorah Kuvei, our exclusive of Mishneh Torah, so the Yehuda doesn't ask us more. Itanye ben Azayim, nema mechashik lo bezachai, v'nema kol sheichet mbeimo meisiumos, something else. So there is a smichus between mechashifo and sheichet mbeim. So the effect of that smichus is ma sheichet mbeimo biskile, because that's mentioned in the Beinash in the Torah, af mechashifo biskile. So ben Azay, on the basis of his proshe of smichus, so he deduces that the mise of Mechashefo is the skill. Amr Rav Yehuda, Zichin Yipnei Shesomchu, In Yaloi, Zichin Zizel is skill. In other words, Rav Yehuda says, we cannot deduce a aloche on the basis of smichus. But Rav Yehuda is made that the mise of Mechashefo is skill. So how does he know that? Eloi v'yedeini b'chlam Mechashefim hoi. B'chlam Mechashefim. Because Ebyedeini is also a form of Kishin. Viloma Yotsu. Viho Kishle. Vilema. My Ebyedeini Biskile. Because the Torah says in the Meir.
Alright. So from that, Gemara infers that Reb Yude doesn't darsh in smuchi mikol atere kole. Vintema, dilme hoche udli darsh smuchi. What's the raya that in Kol HaTorah Kuvei non Mishneh Torah Reb Yehuda doesn't darshan smuchi? Maybe only here he doesn't darshan smuchi, because there is a special reason. Mishum gzera shom the dorish Rabbi Yisrael Aguilin very valid misses the mafkeh mismuchi the dorish Moshe Chayi kol nishomo the b'say. So Rabbi Yisrael Aguilin also says
also says that the chmise of mechashefo is so Rabbi Yisraeli says that the mise of mechashefo is not skill, it's sight. How does he know? He learns how to exercise shop. Because here the Torah says mechashefo lisechaye, and gabizayin abimim, the Torah says lisechaye kon shomo, and there we know that it means sayev. So it means sayev. So b'mechashev for the mise is also sayev. So in other words, so maybe the reason is why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't accept this drosha of smichus of ben Azai, not because he rejects the drosha of smuchim altogether, but he says here there would be a conflict between the possible drosha of exereshove. That's the drosha of Rabbi Yisraeli, and the possible drosha of Gzereshove, the possible drosha of Gzereshove, of Rabbi Yisraeli, So Mimele, if he didn't have that drosha of Avi Deini called Dovah Shoye Bechlal V'yotzam La'klal. If he didn't have that Roshim of Kol Dovah Shoye Bechlal V'yotzim La'klal, so then he would dash the Droshe of Rabbi Yisrael Glili. But where there is no, there are no two possibilities of a Droshe of Smichus or any Droshe of Exereshove, so then maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree that we apply the Droshe of Smichus. So he negates the drosha of smuchim. Why? Because of the exereshove. So Rabbi Kiva agrees with Ben Azai and Rabbi Yehuda that the mise of Hashem is skillet. But he learns it out from a separate drosha, because of another exereshove. Because here the Torah says Hashem is a chayim. And by Matan, the parsha of Matan Torah, so the Torah says in behemo imishlo yichye, and there it means sokem isokem. So just as the yichye has reference to skile, so isachai also has reference to skile. And then the Gemara says that Ben Azai and Rabbi Yehuda, they don't darshin. They also say that it's chile. Why don't they apply this droshe, the xereshove, of lisechaye and lo yichye? So he said that we cannot apply it because it's different. Here it's lisechaye, here it's lo yichye. But anyway, but Rabbi Akiva darshens the xereshove of lisechaye and lo yichye. So mi neimed lisavek rabbonon darshes smuchim bechol mokeim. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda too, the reason is why he doesn't accept the drosha of smuchim, because if there hadn't been the drosha of kol davar shel bechlal v'es naklal el amid l'amav l'achmi yotzor, so then he would darshan the the of from this din alone we couldn't deduce that according to Rabbi Yehuda there is a general principle that we don't darshan smuchim in non-mishnah Torah. But the fact that Rabbi Yehuda employs the expression so he emphasizes that we cannot rely on smichus. So that means it's a general rule according to Rabbi Yehuda. Not only so then there is another question. We see that Rabbi Yehuda does darshan smuchim in one mishnah Torah. V'hodi dorish Rabbi Yehuda smuchim for beis dikushin diktone yochin lechalku bikotchi kotchim avo yechalku bikotchim kal. The Torah says in Vayikro Zayin Posik Yud and Yudalet and Yudveis, V'chol mincho Vluva Vashemen Vachareva, the Holy Arin Tia Ishkiach. In other words, that in every Korban, so the Keanim of the Mishmer of that day, now the Keanim was divided into Mishmores. So every week, so one Mishmer, the Mishmer consisted of a group of Keanim, so was in charge of all the Avidas in the Midrash every week. But then that Mishmer itself was divided in Batiyav. So let's say one day, so it was one Besav, and the other day another Besav. That's part and parcel of the din of Mishmores. So the Gemara in Dushin points out that when Kehanim, that Kehanim could not, let's say, two separate Mishmores or two separate Batiyav could not divide one Korbanos against the other. In other words, let's say that one group of Kehanim will say, all right, or one Kehan will say, I'll take this Korban completely, and you'll take this Korban completely. That we could not be done. Because the Torah says here, V'chol mincho v'lo v'shemen v'charevo, l'chol ne'arim t'yeh ishkochim. There couldn't be any chluke. I mean, I'll take one korb completely, and I'll eat one korb completely, and you'll eat another korb completely. But in every korb must be divided by all the keanim of that bisaf on that particular day. So that's implicit in the pasuk l'chol ne'arim t'yeh ishkochim. So then the Gemara says, "Iktona yochilu yachliku bikochi kochi." Maybe there couldn't be a chluke of one korban against another korban in kochi kochi, but in kochi kali, maybe there could be. Avo yachliku bikochi kali. So one kohen will take one korban of kochi kali completely, and another kohen, not that all the kehanim on that day, in that pesav, in that mishmer, will divide every korban. How do I know that even in Kochim Kali, so all the Kehanim of that Pesav, of that Mishmer, are to divide each and every Korb? So I mean, Talmud Lei Marish Kioch, Vissomich Lei, and then the next Pesach is, Vizo Yisteir Azev HaShlom HaShiyakrev HaDishem, V'im Alteido Yakreven. V'im Alteido Yakreven. So in other words, so that means the same Aloche that is mentioned in Pesach Yud, in connection with Kochi Kochim, so applies to Kochim Kalim too, that there could not be any chluke, but every korban has to be divided by all the keanim of that mishmer, of that pisav, that day. Avayatam lima vishkochim isomu malteim vikoma, and then the Gemara in Kedushin says that this price of the sifro is Rabbi Yud. It represents the view of Rabbi Yud. The Gemara says in regard to this drosh, become a hosom stamps it on man Rabbi Yud. That Rabbi Yud is the one who says it. So Rabbi Yud there says, he learns out that there is no chluke even in Kochim Kali on the basis of smichus, and that smichus is not in Mishnah Teira, it's in Vayikro, it's up. So we see that Rabbi Yud darshes smichus even in non Mishnah Teira. So Yikal Meima the Hosom Vov Mesif Alim Rish Dorish. Dirsi Vizois Teiras Zeva Hashwam. Vizois, because it says, Vichol Minchovu Vashem Harich Naranti Ishka Ochim. And then there is a Vova Mechaber. So Mimele, see, because of that Vova Mechaber, so we do Darsh. But otherwise, without that Vova Chibo, so Rabbi Yudah wouldn't Darsh in non Mishnatim. Iname Mishim Dimuch. The Midiroi Ksiv Bifash Vayikro. So here we see Teisa Shiti. In other words, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yude in Kolatiri Kule, he doesn't darsh. Smuch. But in Mishneh Teira, he does darsh. So there are some Rishenim, the Ravon, the Ramban, they hold that according to Rabbi Yude, there is a distinction between Mishneh Teira and non Mishneh Teira. So in non Mishneh Teira, Rabbi Yude doesn't darsh. Teisa Shita is, it's not a rule, a fixed rule, that there is a distinction between Mishneh Teira and non-Mishneh Teira. In other words, even in non-Mishneh Teira, Rabbi Yudah could darshan, if it's Muchach. And the reason is why the Gemara says, in Mishneh Teira he darshans, because in Mishneh Teira it's always Muchach. It's always mukach, because Mishneh Teira on the whole is a repetition of something that was mentioned in the other Chumshe Teira. So mimele, it's always mukach. But in a chaname, if we find in non Mishneh Teira a smichus that is mukach, so you also darshes. That's the sheet of thesis. The Ramban is real. The Ramban holds in non Mishneh Teira. So Rabbi Yudah doesn't darshes smuch. In non-Mishneh Teira, Rabbi Yudah doesn't darshes smuch. Because in the non-Mishneh Teira, Rabbi Yudah doesn't darshes smuch. So, but the Ravon Shita is also the same thing. But Teis Shita is not like that. So he says, Iname, the reason is why Rabbi Yudah darshes the smuch, that there is no chluk, even in Kochim Kal, on the basis of smichus, because over there, even in Vayikro, in Tzav, so it's also Much. In Amishin Much. We will see the Parshat Vayikro. It means the Seder of Vayikro. Because it's Muchach, because after all, the Torah in the Seder of Vayikro already discussed all these Kabbalahs. Why all of a sudden the Torah here mentions, he says, Terezev HaShlom, Hashem Yakrav HaNishem, Vimalteido Yakravenu, Vikral Zev HaTeido, Chaliz Matzis Buhu Vashemen, Kiri Matzis Mishuch Vashemen, Yisir Esmu, Bubeches, Chaliz Buhu Vashemen. But Shlomim was already discussed in the center of Ayikro. Why here? So that's a Yechoche. So in other words, so for the same reason that Rabbi Yudah Darshens in Mishneh Teira, Rabbi Yudah Darshens here is Michus. But in Mishneh Teira, it's always like that. In non-Mishneh Teira, it's not always like that. Sometimes it's muchach, so it darshens. Sometimes it's not muchach. In ame shen muchach midloi tziri parshat vayikro. In ame, because the Gemara says that the reason is why Rabbi Yudah darshens in Mishneh Teira is muchim, either because it's muchach or because it's mufne. So Teisa says here too. Iname mishumufne. Now the machlik is between Leitzmas and Ramban as to whether it's a fixed rule that distinguishes between Mishneh Teira and non-Mishneh Teira. So according to the Ramban, it is a fixed rule. There is a distinction. So the Ramban only applies it ligabi muchach, but ligabi mufne. So even the Ramban will agree with this, says that there is no distinction between Mishneh Teira and non-Mishneh Teira. Only thing is, in Mishneh Teira it's more likely to have a Mufne, because Mishneh Teira in its entirety is a repetition. But in a Chaname, if we have a Mufne in non-Mishneh Teira, so then you can darshen as Muchim. So the Machlekes between Teisves and Ramban is in regard to Muchach, not Mufne. But in regard to Mufne, there is no Machlekes. Iname, Mishum Mufne, the Ish, Kiochid Miyusa. So in other words, why did Teisves mention another Teretz? So it could be that the reason is why Teisves mentions another Teretz, because Teisves in the second Lashon agrees with the Shita of the Rambam. So maybe he couldn't give the first Teretz, so he gives the second Teretz. Inam Mishmufne, Dish Kiochid Miyusa. Because the Torah didn't have to say Ishkochid. The Torah could have said, V'chol Minchavur Vashemem V'charevo L'chol Niyarim Tiyeh. Period. Why is Yochid? So it's Mufne, it's a purpose. So because of that, he darshens this Mufne. So the Ish Yochid was put in deliberately by the Torah in order to darshen this Mufne. This is explanatory of both Terutzim, the second Teretz and the first Teretz. So in other words, so Teisus is saying in the first Teretz that even Muchach can be Nidresh in non-Mishneh Teira, and in the second Teretz he says that Mufne. But the Gemara here mentions Muchach and Mufne and distinguishes between Mishneh Teira and non-Mishneh Teira. So Teisus says, no, this what do you call Mishneh Teira? Dorish, what do you call me? El Mishneh Teira kom leidi kule Muchach and Mufne v'lechosh lehovi alechem. Now Rabbi Zalmer Anishvog mentions the Ravon, so he says he is chelik, the Ravon is chelik, and the Ramban is also chelik. The Ramban here on the Chedushim and the Ramban in other places is chelik on thesis. and he holds that there is a distinction between Mishneh Torah and non-Mishneh Torah in regard to smuch, in regard to smuching of much, move to everybody else, that we can darshan smuchin in non-Mishneh Torah if it's much. So Abul Ravan, we say because of Abidavke be Mishneh Torah darsh v'loy b'chol ha-terem, even if it is muchach, so he doesn't darshan b'chol ha-terem. V'taymeh mishim b'chol ha-terem p'yagvur ha-nemro ve'imugdom u'mucha avol meishesh esideya. So it Ramban Sloshni, so it's one parsh, kol ha-terem is one parsh. So ve'imugdom u'mucha avol meishesh esideya mishneh terem parsha achar parsha v'isideya l'idosh. Now this is very misleading, that lashon. I mean, the Ravon doesn't mean, I mean that Mishneh Torah is not Mipi Agvura. I mean, that would be Kvira Biikya. But the Ravon means, if you want to understand what Ravon says, I should have brought in the Ramban and Dvorim. But anyway, I mean, I'll mention what the Ramban says. The Ramban, and the beginning of Dvorim, the Pirush of the Ramban. So he says, now, Be'er Hayarden, Dvorim Aleph, Posikei, Be'er Hayarden, Be'eretz Meyot, Hoyo Meishe Be'eretz Atero Azo Yisrael. What does Hail mean? Hail means, Rashi himself said, Hisre. Hail means initiated. So, Be'er Hayarden, Be'eretz Meyot, Meishe initiated this whole Sefer. He initiated. So the Ramban says, the initiative came from Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, that if Moshe Rabbeinu had not requested of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there should be a Mishneh Torah. And why is it called Mishneh Torah? Because it's a repetition on the whole. It's a repetition. So even though it's a repetition, but you still find chidushim in every word of Mishneh Torah. But on the whole, the general scope of dvoring is by way of repetition, of repeating. I mean, you have certain parshas that are mamish repeated, let's say Aseres Hadibros, or let's say the whole parsha of Ifis Mei. I mean, so you have it in Shmini, you have it in Re'eh. So the general scope of, I mean, the general pattern of Mishneh Torah, of dvoring, is repetition. So if Moshe had not taken the initiative, then there would not have been a Mishneh Torah there. But of course, since there are many halachas that are not even implied in the rest of the Torah, and only in Mishneh Torah, so if Mishneh Torah had not been revealed, so then the extra halachas that were now revealed in Mishneh Torah would have been incorporated in the other. But if Moshe had not taken the initiative, so then Mishneh Torah would not have been revealed. Or there would have been only 4 Chumshei Torah, not 5 Chumshei Torah. But Moshe requested of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there should be a Mishneh Torah, and that the Ribbono Shel Olam Beruach HaKodesh should reveal to him a repetition. A general repetition of Kol HaTorah. So it was granted to him. And because of that, so the Lashon, you see, in Mishneh Torah, so Moshe is the speaker, you see, in the rest of the Torah. So not Moshe is the speaker. Sometimes, so the Torah quotes Moshe, but Moshe is not the speaker. But this, who is the speaker in Mishneh Torah? Moshe. But everything that Moshe said in Mishneh Torah is Bivuah. So this is what the Ravon means. She says it dafke be Mishneh Torah dosh, v'loy bechol ha-terem. V'taim be mishim dechol ha-terem mipi agvura nemro. What do you mean piagvura? Mishneh Torah is also piagvura, but Mishneh Torah, the form, it is formulated in the lashon of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a speaker, but in Mishneh Torah the speaker is Moshe. But every word that Moshe spoke was bivuah. So, in Mele he says, so kol haTorah mipi agvura nemro, ve'imugdam u'murcha. So it's one long parasha, as the Ramban says. Avol meishe, so since there is a mugdam u'murcha b'Torah, so mimele we cannot deduce any aloches on the basis of the fact that one posik is mentioned next to the other posik. It's one long parasha, so mimele we cannot deduce that. Masheinkin avol meishe shesider mishnatiro parasha achar parasha. Binvuye, he was misadeh in the chronological order. Mishneteiret. Binvuye, he was misadeh. So loisider elolidom. So that's the shita of the Rambam. All right. Now the next thesis. Visomechlei loyikach ishesheishesom. So Rabbi Yehuda deduces from this that Anus HaSoviv is Asur. Anus HaSoviv. But the Rabbonon, they say that Anus HaSoviv is not Asur. But there is Smichus. So Rabbonon Lidash, as Rashi says, Mishum de lo yikach mafsik bin Parsha Seines lo yigale knafobi. Because Parsha Seines, and then the posik of Likach Ishesheshesovi intervenes, and then the posik of Ligalik Nafoviv is with some mele. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though there is an interposition of one posik, so that does not negate the possibility of the drosha of smichus, and Rabbonon hold that in view of the fact that there is no real smichus, because there is something interposed between the parsha of Enes and the Galut HaFoviv, so the Rabbonon say, so that negates the possibility of the drosha of smichus. Now, I mentioned some time before when we went over the Gemara, so I mentioned that the Rashi in Chumash and Mishpatim, that Rashi says in regard to the machlekes tanoim as to whether machshim hakohen lekvole or not. In other words, if somebody is maki kusi, assuming that kusi kere haroyesei, so they are Jews, they're not akum, they are Jews, but they are in isimai samcho, they are rishoyim. So if somebody is now, if somebody is makes chaver hakohen pochas mishavet prote, so it's chayim malkes. If it's more than a prute or more, so then there is no malkes, because they need to make a mshale and the fear of shrips of teol is a shlumim. But if the akoye is less than a prute, then the shlumim of the akoye is less than a prute, so there is no tashlumim. So then it's chayim malkes. How about a make as kusi hakoye pochas mishale prute? So one Tane says that it's chayim malkes, even though Hamikalo es Akusi is potter of Malkes, because it's not Eisim Aisa Amcho. So by Klole there is a special Zeras Akosu, Vinosi Bamcho Lishoya, Eisim Aisa Amcho. If one is Mikalo Eroshe, he is potter, and he's not even the Tlav, but by Akoye he's even the Tlav, and he's Chai Malkes, and another Mandoma says, Makshin Akoye Lekoye. So Rashi Chumash says, why is there Machlekes when Makshin Akoye Lekoye? Because the Torah says, and then beginning fishim chorem isimos, and then mikalo vimem isimos. So mikalel is mentioned some uch to make, but beginning fishim chore is intervenes between the two psukim. So the mandoma who says machin akol lekore, he holds that even though there is an interposition of the posik of beginning fishim chore, that does not negate the drosha of smichus, and the one who says loy machin only holds that where there is an interposition, so then it negates the drosha of smichus. So that's Rashi says. So I said, so according to Rashi in Chumash, so there is, so the same machlekes that exists between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon exists between the two prices as to whether hamakes hakusi hakoye pochas mishavet prute is lake or not. Now, so since here we don't pask like Rabbi Yehuda, we pask like Rabbonon, so then it means that we have to pasken makshin that loy makshin makoy likol, because there couldn't be any smichus. So that means that a make, if somebody is make let's say Roshe, and he's my Samcho, so Bechayev Malkis. Now, how does the Rambam pasken? So from the Loshna Rambam, the Pashtis Loshna Rambam, it's mashma that he paskens machina kol goy. Because the Rambam says, kol amake odem kosham Yisrael. Now, Pirkei Milchus Chachel Bumazik Aloch Alep, also the Odom Larvil Bein Beatzmi and Mechaveri, Vilo Yachivil Bavad, El Kol HaMake Odom Kosha Mi Yisroel, Bein Kotten Bein Godel, Vilo Yachivil Bavad, El Kol HaMake Odom Kosha Mi Yisroel, Bein Kotten Bein Godel, Bein Ish Bein Ish, Zerach Nitzoy Arizim Bereise Se, So he says Kol HaMake Odom Kosha Mi Yisroel. So the Pashas Aloshnis, when is there a love? Only by Odom Kosha, but in Eisim HaSamcho, there is no love. That makshin akoy lekloy, but then the question would be, but the paskas like Rabbo. So I say that the Miri explains the Rambam that Miri doesn't raise that kasha against the Rambam, but just he just mentions the Rambam and he explains the Rambam. And the Rambam means klamako the kosham Yisroel. It means that if somebody is makay chayte, an avarian. So then he's nothing. But in Achaname, if he's make Roshe, me Yisrael derech sine, not because of Techoche, but out of malice. So he is even alive. The Pashtes Aloshna Rambam is not like that. The Pashtes Aloshna Rambam appears that the Rambam paskens makshin akoyle kol. Not that the Rambam tries to exclude the case of one who is make chayte derech techoch. Pashtus Loshon Rambam is that the Rambam paskens makshin akoyle kol. Now I forgot to point out, and it was pointed out to me. I mean that this Rashi in Chumash, so is one of the Rishenes in Rashi in Sanhedrin, but and it seems from the Rashi in Sanhedrin that Rashi prefers that Loshon. But Rashi, the first Loshon in Sanhedrin, is something else. So Rashi in Sanhedrin, in that sugya, Daf Pehei Yomad Alef, what the Gemara says, Haina Taimi Deportad Amachov Nosi Bamchol Yisoya, Beisi Maisa Amchol, Hotei Nachlole, Hakoi Minolon, so the Gemara says, Makshin Hakoi Lekloi. So Mele, if somebody is Makhi Roshe, so he's put. So Rashi says Makshinon, Kileima Gamrinon Bamemotzino. That's one pshat. Where is that Hekesh? So Rashi was bothered. Every time there is a Hekesh, so we have two expressions, like Yom Tov Hois, both mentioned in the same pasuk. But here, where do we find two expressions? One expression dealing with Make and another expression dealing with Mikaleil, and that we should deduce a Hekesh. So Rashi says, in the first Loshon, he says, it doesn't mean Hekesh. That's just an expression, Makshino. In other words, there's an analogy, but it's a Mamatzin, a Binyana. A Mamatzin. Tambrin Mamatzinu, it doesn't mean Hekesh. Not Hekesh, not Smuchi. But it means Mamatzin. Vihikede Amre. Hekeish edichsiv maki oviv mkalu oviv gaba adode berila mishpotim elo shemikro echod mafzik mintay. So that's the same pshat, the same shita as Rashi and Chumash. Now, so Rashi mentions two shitas. Now, on Omud Beis, so Rashi doesn't mention the first Loshon. V'hai tane sova loy makshina kol el kol el kol el mikro ha mafzik mintay. So we see that Rashi really prefers the second Loshon. The second Loshon. But there is another Loshon in Rashi. So according to the other pshat Rashi, so it doesn't mean a hekesh. It doesn't mean hekesh, it doesn't mean smuchim. It means a bamamatzino. So memele, we can say, either we explain it the way the Miri explains the Rambam, or we can explain it simply, as the Pashtus Aloshon indicates, that the Rambam paskens like the Mandoma, makshin akoy likwale. But how can he pask makshin akoy likwale, but he paskens like Rabbonim of Rabbi Yehuda? So there is no trosha of smichus in any case where there is an interposition of a pasik, and here there is an interposition. The answer is here it's not smichus, here it's mamatzinu. Now we see another machlekes between the Yireim and the Meir. The Meir in Sanhedrin says that even the Mandoma, who is makish akoyel liklole, there is still a fundamental distinction between akoyel and kole. Because ligavi klole, so not only there is no malkes if somebody is mikale eroshe and eisim aisamcho, but he's not even able to love. So because this prerequisite of eisim aisamcho is mentioned in the love, we know si biamcho lisoya, and biamcho means beisim aisamcho. Beisim aisamcho. In other words, biamcho means someone who acts like a Jew, not only one who is Jewish, but who acts like a Jew. Beisim aisamcho. So in isim aisamcho, so then there is no love. There is no love. But ligabe akoye, so even according to Mandoma that makshin akoye liklole, so there is no malchus. If somebody will be maki kusi, akoye pachim shel pute. But the love will be. Now the question arises: why should there be a distinction? So if we say, so apparently the Meiri accepts the second loshon in Rashi, which is the shita of Rashi in Chumash, that the machshin akoy lekolim means the smichus, the two psukim of makov vimei, mikalov vimei. So the smichus is mentioned in connection with the neinish. There is no smichus in connection with the love of nosi b'amchol isoyeh is in one place, and the love of yisiv lakeisei is in another place. So b'meila there is no smichus in connection with the Azores. The smichus is only in connection with the onshin. So mimele, even if we say makshin akoyel klole, it's only the effect of this droshe is only that he's potter of onshin, of malkes, but a nisa there is if somebody is makhe roshe. Now the Yireim is chelik. The Yireim says he first of all he paskins like the mandoma that makshin akoyel klole. The Yireim and then he says that if somebody is makei roshe mi Yisroel, he's not even allowed. That doesn't mean that it's muta to be makei roshe, because even without recourse to the law, so it's osea, because there is another aloche of kolamir yadol chavere without rishus in mikro roshe. And the best raya is that Rashi and Chumash vayimer roshe lo masakes reyachol. So from that, so Rashi mentions that's the gemore of Reb Chanina in Sanhedrin. That kol amir, I think that memhei in Sanhedrin, the Omer Rab Chanine, kol amir im yad al chavere yaf al pi shelo yiko nikro roshe, shenema avayim al roshe lomo sake esreacho, lomo hikiso loy neema, el lomo sake yaf al pi shelo yiko, el shehir im yad. So that means that without the Yisr, and that was before Matan Torah. So I mean there was no Yisr of Liesiv. So there is a special aloche that if somebody is mirim yad, if one person attacks, assaults another person, even if the other person is the biggest rosh, so the one who is merim yad, unless he has rishus, so they have rishus, but someone who has no rishus to be makeh, so he's a rosh. And there it was dosim aviram, so the mukeh or the would be mukeh, so he was a rosh and still. He was called the Roshi. So that does. So even according to Yireim it's also, but not because of a love. The love doesn't apply to a Roshi. So the Yireim shite is number one, he paskins that makshin akoyel liklole, and number two, that by Roshi v'nisi maisamcho, so there is no love. Now, so we have to say, so that the Yireim accepts the first Roshi in Rashi. That it's about Matzinu. If it's about Matzinu, so it should apply to love too, I mean. Just as Ligabi, if there is about Matzinu between Klole and Akoye, and Mimele, he can pass like the Mandoma, that Makshin Akoye Liklole, even though he doesn't pass like Rabbi Yude, because that Makshin Akoye Liklole is not based upon any Hekesh or Smichus, but upon a Matzinu. Alright. Din came, so the Gemara says, "Ul mishteir my time the dorish." So he boy say me mishum dimuchach, the boy say me mishum dimuf, the boy say me mishum dimuchach, din came lichte berachmone gabe arayes. So in other words, why doesn't the Torah mention the posik of the Galik Nafovi in the Parsha Barayis? Why here? The boy say we should remove the Limkin of Achmoni Kajas of the Galik Nafovi, Lom Lishman. Or, Vim Kein Lichte Ve Gabarayis. The Afo Gav Yitzrich Lom Lichte Ve Hoche Ve Keishe Yovim Mamzer, Di Ve Hoche Da Shinon, Mimaya Ve Mamzer, Ben Raki Ve Ben Rabonon, Beferik Achelitz. So Beferik Achelitz, so there is a machlekes between Raki Ve and Rabonon. Rabonon is Shimon Atimoni. So Shimon Atimoni, the Rabbonon, they say that the Imam Zarelom Chayov Krisis. But Nide, even though she's Chayov Krisis, so the Vlad is not a Imam Zarelom Dushan states. But except for Nide, so any Vlad, or that is the offspring of an Iser Kores, so he's a Mamza. He's a Mamza. Why? How does Shimon Atimoni know that? Because the Torah says, it's also a smichus, this is Stacey Stats. Lo yikach ish esheshe saviv lo yigal eknafon lo yovi ptsua dako uchushof ko bikal adishem lo yovi mamza bikal adishem gamdir asir lo yovi lo yovi loy bikal adishem lo yovi loy bikal adishem. So Shimon HaTimoni says, because Shimon HaTimoni agrees with the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yudin. So Yigal Eknafoviv has reference to what? Yigal Eknafoviv has reference to the Yivome Asoviv. So that is the Dosei. So besides Lavrov of the Shnei Lavrov, it's not Shnei Lavrov, it's Shloi Shalav, the Shemin point out. Is it Ishloish Lavim because he'll be able to Yisar of the Dosei, which is an Elvo, Eishe Sachiyoviv, the Skukel Yovim of the Father, so that means Eishe Sachiyoviv, the Dosei, the Dosholi, Elvas, the Dosholi Sigali, so it's an Isakores. So, Mimele, so that means that Yovim Mamzer is mentioned next to Ligalik Nafoviv, which has reference to an Isaiah Kores. So he learns out when he's one Mamzer only from Isaiah Kores. And Rabbi Kive, he holds that Ligalik Nafoviv is as reference to Anusis Oviv, so that's only Chayov Lavim, and still the Torah says Loyovim Mamzer. So that means that Yesh Mamzer Chayov Lavim. There is another difficulty, I mean, an account of this apparent machlekes between Rabbi Yudin and Rabbanon as to whether we can darsh smuchin when there is something interposed. All right, but that's another question. So this is afal gav diistach lemichte vehoche lekeishel yove mamzer demoche darshinon mimaya vemamzer bin rakiv bin Rabbanon b'firik achilitz. So mimele, so it's not muchach because he didn't try it. The Torah didn't mention it in the parasha Barayis, because the Torah had a purpose in mentioning it here, in order to be migale of what noshim the Vlad is a mamza. So Teisa says no, because that also nami is mucheninu vidashinon mitam di muchachol mufne. So it's part and parcel of the same dosh. V'im teima gabi mechashei for nami litresh Rabbi Yude di muchemilse midloisiv kol sheichayifim behemo gabi arayis. So why does Rabbi Yudah say? Why does Rabbi Yudah say that we cannot doubt that the mise of him hasheifo is killing from the smichus? I mean, the Rebbe Nazai doubts from the smichus of Rizichayin kol sheichivim behimo moisiumos, because smichus is no basis for deducing aloches. But I mean, this kashe is stasis lishitos. Because it states Lishitose in the first lashon in the previous stasis that it's not that there is a distinction between Mishnah Teira and non-Mishnah Teira. That Rabbi Yudah darshes Mishnah Teira because Mishnah Teira, generally speaking, it's muchach. But in a Hanavi non-Mishnah Teira, if it is muchach, so he also darshes. So here it is muchach. It's not in Mishnah Teira, it's in Shmeis, but it's still muchach. mit der Xiv, kol sheikh ibn behemok ab arayis, there is a parasha of arayis, in achemeis, in gdeishim, how is it that the Torah did not mention kol sheikh ibn behemok, meis yumos in the parasha of arayis? Why did it mention kol sheikh ibn behemok, davke in shmois, in mishpotim, next to mechashim ol isachai? So it's mukhach. So according to the Ramban, we couldn't test that kashi, but tesis the shitose, so he has that kashi. So there are two terutzim in this thesis. V'yeish leima l'ishaya gabi arayez de'inznus libehim. De'inznus libehim. I mean, the reason as to why I spent so much time in going over this thesis, really, I mean, that thesis has other implications. I mean, besides the kashi, why Rabbi Yudah doesn't darshan this? So it says that here it's not muchach. Why isn't it muchach? Because when is it muchach? If the subject, if something is discussed, let's say, in one parsha that really belongs to another parsha. For example, let's say, Dvilim Tazim. So that's one of the dinim of the mitzvah tzitzis. There is a parsha of tzitzis in Bamidbar at the end of Shlach. So it belongs there. And the Torah mentioned in Dvorim, in Kiseitze, it discussed a prat of mitzvah tzitzis that really should have been mentioned in Shlach. So that's muchach. So obviously, why did the Torah, mention it, Shaloibim Kemei? Because of a certain drosh, because of smichus. All right. So when is a child to say only if dealing tassavah, so it properly belongs to the parashe in Shlach. Masheinken here the posik of kol sheichev in behemo meis yumos, kol sheichev in behemo meis yumos does not properly belong to the parashe of Arayis in Achemeis in Reish. It does not properly belong there. Sometimes the Torah will mention something that does not properly belong with other things, but it does not properly belong in the parsha of Arayis, in the general parsha of Arayis. Why? Because the Inznus Lebehim. Now the Gemara further in Yevomes mentions the halacha of Inznus Lebehim in connection with two things. First of all, that if, let's say, a woman was nirvas Lebehimo, so she is at muteras likein, and she does not have a din of zayna. Now, if let's say a woman was mizane, a beer that there is a chiyuv kores, or even so, then she certainly becomes a zayna. And according to many rishonim, even if it's not a beer's kores, any iser, so she is a zayna. According to the Raivet, it's only if it's an isa kores. But she becomes a zeino. But if it's not an isa kores, so she becomes a subalikuna, but a zeino she doesn't become. But an isa kores, she becomes a zeino. Becomes a zeino. So we should say that if, let's say, a woman is nevas min abeimo, that there is kores and skile, so mimele she should be a zeino. So the aloch is she's muteres likuna. Why? Is musla beimo. Because is musla beimo, and then there is another aloch of is musla beimo. Now, if an ishishi, she's mizame. Commits adultery, so she's asur libal. So she's asur libal. So, but if she's mizane with the behemo, she's not asur libal. Why? Because it's musul behemo. So Teisve says here, and that's a big chiddush. So all that this Gemara says is that there is no chalishem znus with the behemo. In other words, if an isha was mizane with the behemo. So then she does not have a din of zayin. So he doesn't have a chalishem znus. But what has it to do with arayis? So mimele, so we see from this thesis a chiddush. The thesis holds that if a certain beer does not have a chalishem znus, but it just a maisa teivo. Of course, for that beer of behemo is much more humble than other beings are. It's much more humble than a skillet. There is much more humble. So the fact that it doesn't have a Chalishim Znus does not have any bearing upon the intensity of the Avera. Of course, if an Isha is...